This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast, episode number 55. My name is Brian Anderson. Lovely late August day. You guys will see this in September, but without fail, every single year, this is one of the trends that I can point to as the most consistent weather event in Montana is sometime around the end of August, between the 20th, 25th, 6th, 7th, something like that. Summer breaks its back and we get a little bit of rain and a few cool days and it feels really good. This is the heaviest clothing I've worn in about 2 months, but we got beautiful weather out there. It's nice. And I'm going to do this and then I'm going to get out and jump on a mule and ride in the backcountry for a few days. So going to try to enjoy this weather while I can and get out. So I'm going to talk to you today about something I thought was, I would try to make it as entertaining as possible. It's supposed to be fun. And really, the idea, this came to me probably back in March when I went to Las Vegas with one of my clients. I went with Patrick. He was just here for a quick visit this week and it reminded me of it. I thought about doing the podcast with him, but I didn't get it written and I didn't want to put him on the spot. And it was kind of interesting to do a script with two people, but we could have bantered back and forth. And so I thought, well, you know what? This is a good time to just do it because he was here. He was my peanut gallery for the last episode. So when he showed up, I said, I got to record this podcast. You can sit there and watch. And he did it. So Vegas odds, the stock market and annuities. I don't have a visual aid for you. And there's a lot of different things I could do. So I've got some time to continue working on this newsletter. I've got a little bit of it written out, but I don't know. I'm just going to go for it. So right before, as I was getting my insurance license, I went to a financial conference with the firm that I ended up working with. And it was in Las Vegas. And I remember it was my first time being in Vegas and I walked into this hotel casino and there was a sign set outside the casino that said, this casino pays out 97% of the time. I was like, wow, that's really good. I'm gonna make a lot of money doing this, right? And I didn't have a whole lot of money to spend on it, but it took me a while to really figure out what that meant. How could they say 97%? That sounds like an awfully good deal. So it took a while. And that trip there, you know, after playing a little bit blackjack and whatnot, it was my first lesson in cutting money in half. And so for that reason, a lot of people don't do it. And that's, again, why it's one of the those things you may or may not have control over. Talk about how that relates to the stock market. I guess you guys can, I guess, get the idea. But thinking about those, you know, the odds, 97%, wow, I'm just going to be rich if I figure out how to do this. And on, I'd been to statistics class recently, so I kind of started to figure out that maybe it's not. It's put up there for the people that just say, wow, like I did, okay? And so many things relate to stock market and the casino and all that stuff, but almost nothing in life is guaranteed, as we all know. Annuities are guaranteed, but we'll get to that later. There's a big difference between making money and preserving money. Both of these things are at play when you sit down at a poker machine or a slot machine or a blackjack table. Some people like to gamble and others just like to play. I just like to play the machines. And the reason I do, and I like to play blackjack, the reason I do is because I calculate odds all times. My mind disconnects from things. It's a way for me to mellow out. I play video poker on a daily basis. It's a free site. It's not for money. It's just because I like to see the cards fall. I like to calculate odds of getting certain hands. It's a way for me to literally just disconnect completely. It's not as good as going into the mountains, but on a daily basis, at the end of the day, it's a good thing to do, run through a few games. So videopoker.com, shout out to those guys. I play it because I think it's a fun game. It doesn't cost, it's a membership. I pay the annual fee and all that stuff, but I'm not necessarily gambling because I like to play more than gamble. And gambling is a big thing in Montana. If you've ever been here, everybody notices it when they see it. Like almost every gas station, every restaurant, bar, they all have a little casino. They've all got video poker and keno machines. So it's fairly interesting. You can't play them till you're 18. But as soon as I was 18, I kind of like got in the habit of like, hey, I'll throw $5 in the machine and see what happens. A lot of funny little stories about that. A couple of them being that I actually got lucky and won a few $100 one time. And then you got to be careful, right? So you hit it big and then you got to preserve your money. When I was doing it, I didn't really pay much attention to gains and losses and all that stuff because it was only $5. I didn't have a ton of money, but $5, right? It wasn't a big deal. And I never really figured out, hey, what's the return on this? And what are my odds? What's my percentage payout? But, you know, when a casino in Vegas says 97%, they know exactly what they're talking about. They don't just put it out there. Anything they advertise is going to be fairly accurate, if not spot on. So you got to know what it means. And that it was so playing a few poker machines in Montana before I went to Vegas, I was already kind of clued into, you know, I know there's not, obviously the machines are not going to be there unless they make money. So, but now I figured out in the past, I figured out exactly how to explain it. And I hope everybody kind of gets it. And it relates to the stock market specifically, because what you see on TV and what you hear reported as the yield is almost never going to be your yield. So you need to understand and put your expectations in line with what your actual performance has been over time. So the 97% payout rate means nothing more than for every dollar you bet, you get 97 cents on average in return. So why else would they be able to afford such a fantastic show? Every extra dollar, now 3 cents doesn't sound like a lot, but think about it. If you've ever walked through one of those casinos and or maybe thrown a 5 or a 10 or a 20 into a machine and gone for the big prize, you know, there's the car rotating on the wheel and $1 million jackpot and it's worth $20. Man, those casinos know it's like that's their 20. They got it, right? Because most people just put it in. So if you think about like for one, you know, $1, nobody puts in $1. Some people, I guess, maybe do. But everybody puts in 20 or 30 or something. I talk to a lot of people. Oh, I have $100 and when that's gone, I'm done and all that stuff. Yeah, so they're making all that money. Here's an example of how I do it. Like I want to put $100 into a poker machine and I'm going to bet $5 per hand. So I hit the play button and my balance is 95. My $5 is gone. Now, if I hold some cards and then I draw and hit the smallest hand, I get my $5 back. That is considered a 100% payout. I bet five, I won five, even 100%. But I didn't make any money. And I don't play. I didn't go there to, I have, okay, so if I bet five and win 10, that's a 200% payout. But I didn't put $100 in the machine to just win $5 and walk away. That's why they make money, because you keep playing until it's gone. Only until you take the ticket in do you get it. It's the same thing as a stock market. Like, it's not yours until you actually cash it in, have it in your hand or in your bank account, right? That's really hard. So you play back and forth. Now, there's sometimes, like I said, when I was a kid, I got lucky on $5 and won a few $100. And it's like, whoa. I mean, because that was a windfall. I think I was 21 years old. Won $250. It's like, holy cow, that's amazing. So yeah, no one puts $100 in a machine, bets $5, loses it, and then quits, right? You're going to keep going. You lose the first one, you're going to, it's another $5. You got 20 bets of $5. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to try to win some money when I do it. But all of those things average out, and the casino knows. You ever think about, that's why they got such a big cashier station. And the people are really happy to count you out the money when you win, because they know you're going to turn around and go put it back in the machine, or the average person will. Maybe not you, but everybody does. And that's the same thing as watching guys in the stock market. They're like, oh yeah, cool. Yeah. Come invest. Come invest. You realize that the advertisements and the funding of all, you know, financial shows are major financial institutions. They absolutely want to play with your money. They absolutely want you to put it in there. The thing about gamblers, if you get like a really good gambler, there's some people that do it for a living. They know they have to draw down a long ways to make money. I'm a good enough gambler and I've done it enough that I know I put my $100 in. I may well have to spend the whole thing. Okay. I did that in Vegas in March. on a $100 bill, and I got down to $15. It was up, down, and I was losing all the money. Bam, I hit a $2,000 hand. It was amazing. It was awesome. Maybe I'll put the picture of that up there. Who knows? It's the same thing with professional traders. I do have one client who trades in the commodities markets because it was related to his job. And he is comfortable taking major drawdowns, like 25, 30, 40% of his investment account. He knows will lose, because if he can do that, he's going to be able to hit the right point in time where he'll double that and make money over time. This is what professional traders and gamblers are not really a whole lot different. They know where to take losses. They can rationalize those losses. And they understand, like, I know enough about gambling that the more I push that button, the better chance I have of hitting that $2,000 pot again. I just have to do it before I spend $2,000. So a guy that plays, you know, guys claim they play video poker for a living, they'll spend $1,900 to win that $2,000. It's $100. And I would never sit there and play for my entire life 12 hours a day. That sounds awful. So I hope everybody understands, like, when you go, like, the casual visitor to Vegas goes in, you throw money into a machine, you might as well kiss it goodbye, right? It's not quite the same as the stock market, but you're being manipulated in a very similar fashion, and you're commingling your funds with people who are experts and professionals in the business. I'm surprised that, you know, everybody, I don't like annuities. Okay, why? Well, I don't tie my money up. All right. Where it's in an IRA and you're 65, how many times have you pulled money out of your IRA? Or you've had it for 30 years or so? Well, I've never touched it. Do you need any money? No, I don't even really need money. I said, well, has it not been locked up for 35 years? You haven't touched it? And it's an interesting mindset to me. It's like, your money it's already locked up. It's locked up because there's a tax hit for moving it, for taking it out, for spending it. Now, there's an issue with transferring it wherever you want to go. But if you sit in the same mutual funds for 35 years, you're every bit as locked up as anything else. And you've got, essentially, you're playing a game that most people don't really understand. And you're letting professionals are dictating the outcome of that. Very, very similar to what happens in a random slot machine in Las Vegas. So one interesting story, I had a buddy of mine who we used to go watch college football on Saturdays, maybe NFL on Sundays. We'd go to a bar, have a burger, and, you know, watch the games, and, you know, and we'd throw some money into the machine, you know, kind of casual playing. And he did it a whole lot more than I did. And this is what traders do, and this is what gamblers do. Stock market traders and gamblers. So if he put a $20 bill into the machine, now in Montana, you can't bet as much as you can in Vegas. So the pots are smaller, the bets are smaller. Money lasts a little bit longer if you're just in it to play. And I like to play them. I understand it's probably a bad habit, but hey, sorry, I like to do it. So if he put a $20 bill in and he doubled his money to $40, he would cash it out of the machine and put that little slip in his pocket. And then he'd put a 20 in that machine or in a different machine. And every time if he turned 20 into 40 or 60 or 80, he'd cash the machine out, put the slip in his pocket. So he's preserving his gains. That way he knew he was always walk out. He wouldn't ever turn him in and get the cash for him until we left for the day. So at the end of the day, he might have $300-$400 worth of slips in his pocket. And sure, he spent $200 or $300, maybe spent $500 doing it. I never went that big, but he might have done it. But still, that was his annuity, right? I know, I've always got this. I'm taking it out. I got it. Now, I could have given this lesson 2 weeks ago before the market dropped another 4%. And I don't have it up right now, but it's down today when I'm recording this. Who knows what's going to happen? I know a lot of people got comfortable as it rose back up, right? Hey, you hit the big hand on the machine. It's going. Hands off. You got to cash out at some point in time. You got to put your annuity in your pocket. So my friend Alan, who did that, he was really smart, because no matter what, you know, there are a couple of times I went into one of those places. I had $100 and I played to the very end. I lost $100. It's not a very good feeling. I didn't like it very much. But there were tons of times when I could have said, oh, I'll take this 40 out or that 40 out. And instead of walking out with a 100, I might have 60. So is that not a risk mitigation tactic that sounds a lot like what you should be doing in retirement and, you know, in the stock market? I know a lot of people, and I'm not saying, because obviously most of you do have safe money. Maybe a lot of you haven't used annuities, but it's very similar. You're playing against the pros and you look at the people that make it work, and you got a commodities trader, a professional poker player, and an equities trader. They're honestly doing some pretty similar things. So, and some people say, I would never put money into one of those machines in Vegas. I just go for the shows, or I don't even go at all. But no different if you're hanging money out there in the stock market. Now, you're not going to lose it all, but you will take large drawdowns. The commodities trader knows that. He knows he's got to take drawdowns. The poker player knows, I got to go in the hole to be around. I got to be sitting at the table when that thing pays off. They know that. Equities traders know that. It's the same thing. What game do you want to play? Do you want to play the game where you know you always got something safe on the side? Or do you want to play the game and just have it all at the whim of someone else who knows what they're doing? And whether you like it or not, that is how it works. So again, I think it's kind of as close an analogy as I can possibly make to what people are doing otherwise. Now, you look at like at gambling. So I went to Vegas with Patrick. We played a lot of blackjack. It was coffee in the morning at 6 a.m. black. We were in bed pretty early. And then we watched sports at night because it was right before the NCAA tournament. And I thought it was really cool because the MGM Sportsbook, you can go in there and they've got 90 screens or whatever. And you can watch every sporting event going on anywhere in the world. I mean, they've got table tennis to rugby, Australian rules football, right? And you play blackjack is like the easiest game to play and it's the easiest game to win. If you play absolutely perfect blackjack, meaning you bet at the right time, you call for a card at the right time, you hold at the right time, you've got it's still, what did he tell me? The casino has 1% odds, right? So that's, you put a dollar in, for every dollar you get 99 cents. So that's the closest to, you know, a neutral playing field between you and the casino. They've got 1%. You go to 2, 3, 4%. Some games, and they're different. So if the casino says we average 97%, then you've got some games that are only a 90% payout, some games that are a 99, and it all kind of averages out. So you also have to pick the right game. It's kind of like picking the right stocks and doing it the right way. Equities market. If you're trading futures or if you're trading options, you're probably going to get your, they're going to eat your lunch. But if you're just buying index funds and you're probably going to move along with the average market, the index funds are probably going to have a lot smoother ride over time. And it was kind of interesting over the, like earlier this year, this is why I thought of it, is that I remember before I went to Vegas, there was something, and you guys have probably seen this on Bloomberg. I looked at it and it said, there's a 66% chance of a recession. And then it went to 70%, 80%, and then it's down to 40%. It's like, what do those percentages mean? What are the percentage chance? I don't quite understand that. I think it's a lot of speculation, but if there's a 40 or 50% chance of recession in the stock market, that's kind of like sitting there winning the big hand on the poker machine, knowing once you hit it, you know how much longer it's going to take till you hit it again, nothing but drawdowns. So that's kind of one of those things where you like all these numbers thrown around. And I thought, hey, Vegas odds, stock market, and annuities. Annuities are what you do. Those are gains you take off, you protect them. And throwing your money into a poker machine has a lot of similarities to being in the stock market. So anyway, I don't want to blab on too long, but I hope you guys kind of got the idea. I would love to hear your stories if you've ever been to Vegas. Patrick thinks that I should do a client appreciation trip in Las Vegas next spring. It'd be kind of fun. Anybody hears this and they want to think about it, that'd be great. We'll tell you, yeah, we'll probably be playing blackjack in the morning. You can do whatever you want, but I thought about maybe hosting a couple of dinners. Reach out and tell me if you think that's a great idea. If you'd be willing to go, it'd be kind of fun for a bunch of people to meet each other, and we'll see if we get any interest in it. And I told Patrick, I said, what if you're the only one that shows up? And he's like, well, then we'll have fun playing blackjack. Okay. Anyway, so thank you again for joining me in episode 55. Vegas Odds, the stock market, and annuities. My name is Brian Anderson. Appreciate you guys sticking with me, and hope you get something out of this every week. Subscribe to YouTube or your favorite podcast platform to be notified when the next episode is released. You can call me at 800-438-5121. The day you see this on from the email is going to be the beginning of bow hunting season in Montana. You guys know I will be gone. I'll have other ones teed up and ready next week. So don't you worry about it. I will seemingly be here. Forgive me if my calls take a little bit longer to return. So thank you again. You guys all have a good week and a great rest of your day. And I will talk to you next time. Okay, bye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.